We got in bed, and I can usually go to sleep in about 10 seconds. And I'm just about 8 seconds into that, and I hear the words, "We need to talk."
Well, that was Dr. Mike Bechtel, who's here this week to help girls decode guys' brains and help guys understand how girls interpret their behavior. This is Lisa Anderson, and welcome to The Boundless Show. This week, great content for you later on coming up for our inbox. We have a question from a girl who is a missionary, and that vocation seems to intimidate and scare guys away. And she's wondering, does she have hope for dating and possibly marrying, or has she pretty much sealed her own fate? All right. Well, here we are for our roundtable. Speaking of sealing your fate, in maybe a less serious way, but we have got Jake, Catherine, and Matt here. Hi, guys.
Hey.
What'd it be?
All right. We're going to talk today. You guys are our regulars on the show. We're going to actually talk about clothing today as it relates to dating and dressing to impress, dressing so as not to impress, dressing so as to not look like you're trying too hard. I don't know. What do guys and girls expect and or like when it comes to the opposite sex and the way that they dress and present themselves? So I see everyone is just really working their own style here today. So that's good.
Yes.
Catherine's rocking the sweater set. That's good. I have leggings and a dress on because that's the only thing I can wear with my surgical boot that is still on my leg, people. Let's
it looks
not
like
even
you're
get
wearing
into
a
that.
Sweater as well.
I have a sweater because it's so freezing down here all the time.
She's actually very welcome.
I know, but I don't
like
have
how
like
she
a...
skirted that. It's like, Catherine, sweater set. Me,
no.
I've got these
Catherine's
leggings
got like
on
a cardigan
and this T-shirt.
On.
That's
Catherine's got like the demure little cardigan going
okay,
on.
Look, we have this family friend who loves sweaters and buys me like... I have like 10 of these in different colors.
Okay.
I'm just being resourceful.
Have you ever worn one of them on a date?
No.
Oh. Okay, well then we're going to have to talk about
clothes.
Just to work.
Work clothes.
Oh, those are work clothes.
They are, yeah.
Are you dressing to unimpress then? Is that what's
I'm
happening?
I'm dressing for functionality, I think.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Okay. That's a huge, that's a great word.
Thank
dressing
you.
For function.
Yeah, that's like one of my main words.
Okay, so this is interesting because we actually had some of our listeners weigh in on this, okay? So there are some questions that they want answered. But first up, let's just give some general impressions. When you think of this topic, Jake, you need to reach back to the former days when you were a football star and were dating and all that kind of stuff. Let's just talk generally about what, when you even think of this topic, what comes to mind? Is this something you even think about if you're going to go out with someone, or do you notice how people dress? Are you choosing to go out with someone or not go out with them based on how they present themselves and their appearance? What do you think?
I mean, I'm grateful that my now wife that wasn't her highest value, because she actually ended up buying me a lot of clothes. In fact, the first gift she ever got me before we started dating was a shirt from American Eagle. Because you know what? She was fine with the hoodies that I wore constantly.
And the blazers over them.
She was like, you gotta expand the wardrobe here.
Okay.
And so she would always be buying me t-shirts and sweater. I can't even tell you what they're called because I just personally didn't care.
Yeah.
But she would buy me clothes all the time to kind of doll me up. And I was like, cool, free stuff.
Okay. So were you weren't necessarily like wardrobe challenged. You were just kind of wore the same thing all the time. Like what you wore, it worked for you. It wasn't weird. It's just you didn't have a lot of variety.
Yeah, you know, I was homeschooled for years, and so I didn't have to worry about it a whole lot. It was kind of I could wear whatever I wanted. And then even when I did go to school, I played basketball, I played football, I was lifting and doing sports almost every single day. And so shorts and sweats and hoodies and t-shirts were the order of the day. It was comfortable. It was easy to get in and out of when I needed to get my athletic gear on. And so that was about the extent of what I thought about my fashion.
Okay. Catherine, what do you think about guys in fashion?
Well, I honestly don't think about it much when it comes to dating. But when I started, before we started recording, and when I started really thinking about my experiences dating, I realized that what I've worn has played a part sometimes. And I was kind of surprised because I don't really think about, I'm not huge into fashion at all. I feel like I'm not great at it. I kind of just wear what people like give me. And when it's
frugal, it's frugal.
I'll second that as well. Yeah.
Right,
I'm
going
to be rich one day because of all the clothes I've not bought.
But I do feel like, and something the listeners pointed out was that it kind of reveals something about the person. And so I do use it as a way to gauge people. you know, because if I feel like a guy cares too much about what he looks like, it's a big turnoff. Like, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. like, I don't care that much. You shouldn't either. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really notice, but I do think it's a bigger factor in dating than I thought.
Okay.
Well, and I could pull off the sweats in high school because everybody knew I was the quarterback. Everybody knew I was playing basketball. That was the aesthetic. But if I was still like that and trying to date now in my late 20s, mm-hmm. that would be, I can see how that would be a problem. This
everybody
guy only ever wears
you were a bum.
Sweats. Yeah,
sweats
he's just
guy.
A bum. He's in his parents' basement playing video games all the time. Hmm. I think we do, although I think it can be overblown, to your point, we can overdo it. At the same time, we are communicating something by what we wear.
Right, yeah, right.
Definitely.
Okay.
And that's kind of something I look for. This is weird. In a girl, but... It's like it's an extension of the personality. I remember being on a trip in an airport with the girl that I'm dating now, actually, and another guy. And I asked her about her shirt, and I asked her if she'd ever seen Seinfeld. You know, the poofy shirt gag?
The pirate shirt,
the
yeah.
The pirate shirt, yeah. And she had this billowy shirt on. And I don't know if this is weird or not.
Did you
but
like it?
No.
Oh.
This is like a consistent thing that I see, like, I don't like wearing really billowy, loose-fitting clothing, especially shirts. It doesn't make sense to me. It feels weird, and I don't
but
like it.
But the key is that you noticed it, right?
Right.
Okay, I think
I
that's
always
the
notice
thing
this
too.
Type of shirt. It's oh, weird.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It was like a trigger for you.
A key for me, something that has worked for me that I didn't even mean to do, is if you wear something unique, people notice. But like, it has uh-huh. to be kind of like normal, but like slightly off. I have these red cowboy boots that I just got because I love cowboy boots and oh, I love red. But, like, people notice them. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and this guy was like, hey, I like your boots. But then he was like, my wife would like them, too. And I was like, oh, okay, that wasn't...
That was a good clarification on his part, though.
But right why else would that guy have talked to me in a coffee shop? Like, I feel like you have to wear something kind of unique and that makes people remember you.
Uh-huh. That is so funny, though, because when you just said that, like, if I were a guy or the equivalent of that, like, if a guy were doing that, I would be like, oh, we're clearly not compatible because I don't like anything about country, anything including music or whatever. So I would just completely like shut someone
it's
down.
It's good. It's like natural selection though, you know? Like,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So like another great example for me would be I'm not really like, you know, you were talking about showcasing something from your personality. Mm-hmm. I am not about people that have shirts for every TV show they love, every like one of their hobbies, every superhero they're in. You know, guys that have every Star Wars shirt just says to me, weirdo. That's like weird.
So it's if they wear weird. It at all, or just if you find out that they have a collection?
Because like, Jake's like, asking for
no,
a friend.
If they have like a big collection.
Because I need to know. I have this Minecraft / Marvel superhero shirt that's fantastic. But yeah. would that, if I
no,
had to go back into
okay.
the dating
I mean,
pool,
I'm not
forbid.
Talking about one shirt. I'm talking about like if you can't go to a concert of a band you like without buying their shirt and having like the latest iteration of every one of their album swag and stuff, I just think that's weird.
But see, I don't care. I think it just totally billboard-ish. Depends on the girl. Like, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, what if you're the girl who sees that guy doing that and says, man, I love music too.
Right,
I love
right.
supporting local bands. This is great. Let's go to a concert together.
Yeah, I think okay. what we're kind of weeding out here is that okay. sometimes the clothes we wear say something about us or the way we perceive other people's clothes are kind of one of those first boxes we use to group people.
Right.
And so if you see somebody, then you get this vibe that, oh, man, they've got a Rush T-shirt on. They probably went to the anniversary show and this is not the guy for me.
And
that's a quick way to, you know.
If yeah. a guy hates country and my red boots, I don't want him to talk to me anyway. Like, I'm like, well, then we're probably not going to get... I mean, we might get along, yeah. but...
Well,
I
only
would
as acquaintances, because okay. I hate country music.
So I would
and
say, getting
boots.
Back to the T-shirt situation, this is where I liked what Lindsay had to say to us, and that was, she said, I mostly just care if the guy is dressed appropriately for the occasion.
Right.
So
right.
that's mm-hmm. where it's like... I mean, I remember my brother-in-law going to the rehearsal dinner for my sister's wedding, and he wore like a T-shirt that was like that fake tux, you know, because she wanted everyone to dress up and he thought
oh,
it would be super clever. But it
yeah,
was like a really
good.
Fancy restaurant and he just ended up looking ghetto and weird. So, you know, it's kind of like you need to know. You don't want to. I mean, it's sad because there are some folks that just don't know how to try. But then there are other people that kind of try too hard.
Right.
I've seen that, too. I mean, I'll never forget when Joshua Rogers answered one of our inbox questions and was speaking to the guy who was so desperate to like get this girl to go out with him, and he was showing up at church in like a three-piece suit and a fedora and just way trying to be the 40s suave, and she was completely freaked out by him.
So you can be overdressed.
You can be overdressed.
When I was in college,
it's really creepy.
There was this guy that was interested in me who wore suits like all the time, and it was just weird. Like to dinner at my parents' house, and like we're in our country yeah. Cowboy, so I'm like, I don't think you fit in with my family, which is fine. Some girls like that, you know, but like not me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny because it reminds me of, you know, and I know, okay, so Phil Joel, formerly of the Newsboys, he has been on the show. He found his wife at a radio station, whatever. But he wore, like, bright orange pants that I think had flowers on them. And he used to be a hairstylist, so his hair is always perfectly coiffed. I would not go out with him unless that just is, like, so weird to me. You know, guys that are, like, almost too cool. Like they're just at thrift shops buying these super like crazy vintage kind of things.
That's why don't like my blazer hoodie look, because it's thrift shop.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Because you don't have like 20 of them that you mix and match.
Really
the guys that are just too hipster.
Thrift shop, though.
But I feel like there has to be a balance between if someone's wearing something that bothers you, knowing that you're probably not going to get along, but also not discounting someone for wearing something weird when they could be a great person.
Well, yes.
You know what
I mean? For sure.
That's a great point. So I'm going to circle back to the poofy shirt thing.
Right.
Because it's embarrassing.
The pirate shirt.
I brought it up to this wonderful girl who I'm dating now.
This can't be going anywhere good.
I genuinely insulted her by like bringing it up. I was like, hey, that's kind of like, what do you call that style? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, would you call it poofy? And she didn't like that. And the other guy is like, dude, stop. And I was like, no, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't seem like you because you're really practical and really, really cool. And this shirt seems like really.
Okay, this was on first date.
Yeah, it was the shovel motion. Yeah. I'm getting it now, and I got it then.
Wait, this was a first date?
No, this is just we were on a trip together with some people.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it worked. They're dating now.
It was actually an ugly moment. Like, we've talked about it a number of times since then.
You've got to be careful when we start commenting on wardrobe stuff because that's always a tricky balance.
True.
Because similarly, when my wife and I were dating, she got a new haircut. You know, she had a couple of different hairstyles. She got a new haircut, and it was my first time seeing it, and she had told me she was getting a cut, and she comes walking downstairs and like, oh, you look like you're a character in like an anime TV show.
Oh no!
That really upset her. I didn't dislike it, but comparing it to that was not what she was going for.
And what did you mean by that?
I just was like, oh, that's the style it reminds me of, and I got myself in a lot of hot water. I dug a pretty good pit for myself.
Is this a uniquely guy problem, or do girls do this too?
Do what?
Like comment on the attire of the other person, and just unintentionally insult them or something.
I think girls will rarely say anything.
Okay.
I mean, we'll go back home and talk to our friends about it or whatever, but we're not going to confront the guy about like, hey, what are you?
The problem I've seen like in the other direction was if she told me that she liked the way something looked, then sort of subconsciously, I found it went to a point where one time she said, oh, I really like when you wear a hoodie and a ball cap, but it looks good on you. And then about 2-3 weeks later, she was like, you know what? I said that I didn't mean you only should wear hoodies and ball caps because subconsciously I was only wearing hoodies
and ball caps.
I was like, I found the formula. This is what I'm sticking with.
That is something, guys listening, like if you comment on something a girl wears, like usually that's a big compliment. Even girls like me who don't care that much about clothes, like I'll remember it. If someone says like, oh man, you like that dress is nice. But you have to be careful.
Don't compare it to something else. Just say it looks
right.
good. Like if I would have said, your haircut looks really great. I like it.
That's nice.
But because I tried to compare it to something, I got myself in hot water.
Yeah, but yeah, and it can't be a creepy compliment either. Like,
I had like, what about stuff? I mean, we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but stuff that you just flat out do not like. So I dated a guy for a while who he was really into Vans, and he actually had a pair of Vans that had.
I thought you meant like the car.
No,
he had this old Subaru van. It was crazy.
Sorry,
Vans,
the
shoe.
Okay, gotcha.
And but they had like bumblebees on them, and I'm like, that was like way too effeminate. I was just like, why would you choose Vans that have bumblebees on them? I just think that's
so
weird.
Did you say something?
What was his reasoning?
No, I don't know. He just liked them or whatever. But I kind of made a concession for that because everything else he wore was very, he was a very snappy dresser. And so he was really well put together and generally did dress well for the occasion. But I knew that if the relationship like went the distance, I would probably be addressing the bumblebees. So,
and that seems like a minor thing to address
right.
later on down the road where it's like, hey, is there a story behind those shoes or something?
That's true.
And yeah. I feel like I would admire somebody who had the confidence to wear something they liked, even if it was weird.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think when it's a piece of an outfit, it feels different than when they're just wearing something like they're just crazy overall. Because they got the fanny pack and the Chubbs and a blazer and a tank top underneath
Chubbs
that.
Are.
Chubbs are shorts that are popular in the Southern Hemisphere.
I've only heard them called Chubbies.
Chubbies. I've heard them called both. You know, it depends on where you're at. If you're New Zealand or Australia, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If the whole thing is that way, that seems to be one problem versus, yeah, if they've just got a pair of shoes or a belt or, you know, that one piece of flair in their outfit, I feel like that can be tasteful.
Yeah. Okay.
But what we haven't talked about makeup at all.
Well, yeah, I was going to actually ask you guys, like, when is a woman going overboard? Like, can a woman be just too dressed up, too flashy, too unapproachable because either she's wearing expensive stuff or a lot of makeup or... Because I always hear, I mean, I don't know if this is just Colorado or what, but just... I just like a girl who likes to hang out with her golden retriever and just be all chill and whatever, you know, like the mountain girl, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, so does everyone have to be a mountain girl? Is that all guys here like... What about that?
That's probably a Colorado stereotype. There's a reason guys move to
but
be close to the mountains
here, yeah.
And want a mountain girl.
And the assumption is that if she's like, you know, wearing a marmot jacket, she likes to ice climb. I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, if you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but like being comfortable, isn't that more important than anything else? I mean, I just know like in college, I was going to the slip and slide event and I wore like really old t-shirt and shorts because I was going to slip and slide like with everybody. And one of my friends was like sitting on the bench the whole time because she was like, I don't want to get my clothes dirty. And like one of the guys at the event was like expressing interest in me. And I always kind of wondered, like, I looked terrible, but I was participating. So like, I feel like maybe guys care more about that than the actual clothes.
I think, again, I think if you're, as long as you're not on the extremes, there's a lot of middle ground, I think, that we're good with if it's situationally appropriate. So, yeah, if you show up to a slip and slide event and you're in a dress or a skirt and your hair is well coiffed and all your jewelry's on, that says something about your situational awareness and about like the way you participate in fun events. That to a lot of guys, maybe not 100% of guys, maybe there's a guy that doesn't want to participate too, but to all the guys that want to be there and participate in the event, they're looking for somebody to jump in and do this thing with them. Ultimately, when we're looking for a partner, for a spouse, we're looking for somebody that wants to do life with us. And does their wardrobe match that?
Yeah, I think the situational awareness term you just used there it's really big for me. I feel like it's big for a lot of people probably. But, I know there's just an example. When my brother was dating his wife, I was a kid at the time. He's much older than me. And she came out to our house in Michigan. It was winter time. It was like right in the edge of winter. And it was cold. And we were walking through the woods at one point because he had to go get a deer stand that he had in a tree out there and take it to another place. And it was very, very Michigan scenario to me. Very backwoods kind of Michigan. But she's there. And she's actually dressed in like good clothes aside from her shoes. Her shoes are just like tennis shoes. When I say good clothes, I mean like outdoors clothes, like warm, fitting the environment. And we're just tromping through like ice cold water and slush and just walking for kind of miles through these woods. And she's freezing at this point, but she was super cool with it. She was really didn't complain at all. I think she just turned to me, like the one thing she said, she turned to me, the kid with them, just tromping around behind like my brother and his girlfriend. She said, "Hey Matt, if you ever date a girl, don't do this to her."
Oh.
And that was it. But she was not complaining.
It was playful.
And her actions said a lot more than her attire there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a factor as well.
I feel like I would love for our international listeners to comment because I feel like there's overall kind of a general American problem to dressing well too. Like when I was in Europe, my European friends were like, we would never wear tennis shoes out. Like you wear them at the gym, like athletic shoes. You do not go shopping in them. You don't, or in sweats. Or like when my friend Barbara was like, why do Americans always have to have stuff emblazoned across their chests? Like, why are they always a billboard for some brand or for you know, you're like from Colorado and you're wearing Colorado t-shirts. Like what, like why are you
What's
just advertising? No, we always have to be. And it is so true. And you see those people that are like, they show up and they're in like jeans and their white tennies and the fanny pack, you know, that's taking a little too far, the fanny pack, but the hooded sweatshirt that is like some college or some vacation destination or whatever. And it is kind of, you know, and it, I mean, okay, maybe if you're like going to go hiking or go doing whatever, but you know, for like dinner or something, I would be, unless you're going to, you know, be at Carl's Jr. or something, I wouldn't maybe recommend that. I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of a thing that's unique to Americans. So,
well, I think it's very like regional, even in America.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of places where, and even we could even say generationally, where in the South, let's say, you know, when you're inviting more often than not, I'm not saying it's all over the South, but when you invite somebody over for Sunday dinner, there's an expectation of the way you're dressed for Sunday dinner and the way you serve things and the way you are presenting yourself in the South is different than it is in the Midwest than it is on the East Coast. So I think there's regional differences, like we talked about, the Colorado people wanting their mountainous bows and paramours and all that.
But I think be who you are. If you're not a mountain person, don't pretend. I mean,
you don't have to, because you don't necessarily have to fit the
dating
region.
Dating would be exhausting if you're always just trying to fit, the people around you and dress how they want you to. Even if it takes a while to find someone, I think you should be yourself and then wait until you find someone that likes you.
Yeah. But I don't think it's wrong to take advice from people as to what looks good on you and what doesn't and what might work, you know.
Even right,
if it's
exactly.
Just straight up like before a date, how does this look? Do you think this is okay? Does it look like I'm trying too hard? And just have someone objectively assess you. Not your grandma, but someone who's maybe a peer.
Yeah, there's I think it's a framework more than rules. Mm-hmm. Like be situationally aware. Don't be over the top. But at the same time, don't try to pretend to be something you're not.
Yeah, very true. Good thoughts, you guys. All right. Hopefully we'll continue the conversation over on the blog. You guys weigh in and let us know what you think. Have you ever shown up on a date and just been like, fashion miss, either for yourself or the other person? Tell us about it and we'll see you. Yeah, good thoughts, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.